Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Zotkiewicz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Kilkenny. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Kilkenny. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Williams reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Ken Zotkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zotkiewicz takes first base on ball four. Freehan moves to second. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson fires to second and picks off Freehan for the out. Two outs. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball four. Billy Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop takes first base on ball 4. Josephson moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to third. Noop moves to second. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn is 0 for 1 in the game. Winn strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Zatkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zatkiewicz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zatkiewicz takes first base on ball 4. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 0 for 1 in the game. Kilkenny bunts towards the mound. Winn fields it and throws to first for the out. Zatkiewicz moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Zatkiewicz scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Stanley scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Williams moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Frien reaches second base with a double. Ken Zatkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zatkiewicz is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Zatkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zatkiewicz for the out. Frien moves to third. Two outs. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 0 for 1 in the game. Kilkenny is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wirt now playing third base. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josephson moves to third. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Josephson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Billy Winn. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford scores. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales misplays the ball. That's an error on Morales. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Josephson moves to third. Two outs. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Rich Morales. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sid O'Brien now playing shortstop. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Zotkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zotkiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Zotkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zotkiewicz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-4 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. May moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-4 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Elliot Maddox pinch hits for Mike Kilkenny. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. McAuliffe bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Maddox moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Maddox moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into O'Brien, who tags Kaline trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Maddox scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knoop moves to second. Fred Sherman now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knoop moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Fred Lasher now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knoop scores. O'Brien moves to third. Berry moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.